You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you have seen in the lame stream, there have been so many articles that have been put out centered around the question of why men have left. Where have all the good men gone? Oh, social media. Oh, why don't men approach us anymore? Blah, 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 blah. Gentlemen, as you know, accountability is literally women's kryptonite. However, Arga Nunya over on MGTOW TV sent me an article that is so damn good. It is the equivalent of a fire and brimstone sermon from a church. Now, this article is long. However, I gotta chop it down for time. Now, this article was published on the 5th of July. TikTok drama queens are scaring off decent men for good, by Maureen Steele. And yes, gentlemen, this article holds nothing back. Women broke the deal, rigged the courts, and mocked masculinity. Now men want peace, and they're finding it far from the altar. Oh yeah, oh yeah. That good old marital rate, it is in the sewers. No, scratch that, scratch that. It's not in the sewers. It's at the bottom of the South Pole. Let's stop pretending we don't know why men are done with marriage. They're not, quote unquote, afraid of commitment. They're not toxic, and they're certainly not intimidated by strong women. No, men have just finally figured out what the rest of us should have admitted years ago. It's a terrible deal. Not for women. Oh no. We've gamed it beautifully for men. And now they know it. Actually, a lot of us men figured this out a long time ago. It's just now society has finally caught up and has finally admitted what the true red pillars and MGTOW were talking about years upon years ago. According to research from the Marriage Foundation, between 70 to 80% of divorces are initiated by women. Among college-educated women, that number jumps to 90%. Translation: the more educated she is, the faster she realizes she can exit stage left with the house, the kids, the 401k, and a monthly check. All she has to do is say, "I'm not happy," and a judge will handle the rest. Boy! This author came with the fire. Women's emotional garbage cans. It's not just the divorce itself. It's what leads up to it. Modern women have traded femininity for feral instinct, egged on by a culture that rewards emotional instability and calls it empowerment. Think I'm exaggerating? Just spend 5 minutes on TikTok. You'll find women screaming into their phones about quote unquote healing energy and quote unquote divine feminine rage. Sipping boxed wine in a bathtub surrounded by crystals and court summons. These women don't want to love a man. They want to fix their daddy issues with a living, breathing human wallet. Or as our esteemed brother, the Line of MGTOW, coined many years ago, a pet wallet. These girls were handed generational rage and told it was feminism. They didn't heal. They weaponized their pain and waited for the first man dumb enough to step into range. And if he's not dumb, he's the enemy. Because how dare he not offer himself up as a sacrifice on the altar of unprocessed trauma? God damn! Oh my God. I told you, gentlemen, if this was a church, this would be an old school fire and brimstone sermon. Courts eat men alive. Family courts, of course, are the handmaids of this dysfunction. The U.S. Census Bureau reports that less than 20% of custodial parents are fathers, despite all the evidence that children need both parents. But try telling that to a judge who thinks fatherhood is a weekend hobby and child support is a government-backed extortion racket. Or, as I always say, children are nothing more than living hostages that you pay a monthly ransom to. Many states rake in billions through Title 4D incentives, meaning the more money the state extracts from fathers, the more it receives from the federal government. It's not justice. It's a racket. It's a taxpayer-funded kickback scheme that rewards broken families and punishes paternal love. Worse, child support is often calculated not on what a man actually earns, but on what the courts believes he should earn. That's called imputed income, and it's how you turn a plumber into a felon because he couldn't pay child support based on the fantasy that he's a brain surgeon. If he misses a payment, to jail he goes. If she violates a custody order, she might get a warning. Maybe. This isn't equality. This is Turner versus Rogers in action. The Supreme Court ruled in 2011 that authorities can lock a man up for not paying child support without providing him a lawyer. Land of the free indeed. Now, gentlemen, I've always said over the years, a lot of people get it confused when they say a man's locked up for child support and they call that debtor's prison. No, that has never been the case. It has always been the contempt of court order that gets men locked up, not the payment or non-payment of child support. Here's what's wild. Women still don't get it. Men aren't angry at women. They're done with them. Like we always say here in this space, gentlemen, the opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference. Like this woman said, men are done negotiating with feral energy. They're not trying to win an argument anymore. They're exiting the game quietly, permanently. And still, the same women who created the chaos stand around wondering, where did all the good men go? My answer, in my video that I put out regarding this question and that article from the Wall Street Journal or New York Times, men went away. Honey, they're over there, dodging alimony, living in peace, and thanking God they never married you. Empowered women, depressed men. Here's the kicker. We're not even ashamed of it. We brag about it. We meme about it. Divorce glow up, trauma bonding, soft girl era. Meanwhile, the men are just trying to stay out of court and off antidepressants. Feminism, please. This is narcissism with a publicist. Men want peace. They want loyalty, partnership, and respect. They want what their grandfathers had. A woman who had their back, not a woman who records their fights for social media clout. Any man who walks away from this mess isn't afraid of commitment. He's just smart enough not to sign up for a state-sanctioned mugging disguised as romance. Well, well, well. Now, gentlemen, as we all know, an article like that would never, ever make it to the lamestream. Why? Because it puts the accountability square where it lies. And it is not with us. No, 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 no. I find it funny that people still try to equate the red pill and MGTOW, or basically any other option that a man chooses to preserve his peace and sanity, as somewhat the male version of feminism, which we all know is absolute bullshit. It's bullshit. Because if there's one key, huge difference between the two, it's that feminism is actually backed by the government. Yeah. Men actually escaping the plantation? No, 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 no. No, you got the government actually trying to prevent men from escaping the plantation. No, y'all get back on that plantation and work until you die to provide for some woman who doesn't even give two shits about you. No. 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 This article explains it all. The real reasons why more and more men are saying, you know what? This ain't it. I'm not going. Whatever option I choose beyond dealing with the Western woman, the American woman, I'm going to choose that option for my own peace, my own sanity, and to keep more money in my pocket. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. And that's another big reason why so many women are pissed off nowadays, because they know that men have taken our resources. Oh, yeah, ladies, you wanted quote unquote equality, which we all know was not really equality. You just wanted a sense of superiority over men. So guess what? You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Because men finally realized something that I've always said. Feminism freed men in the long run. And it actually enslaved women. It did. And once men finally understood that, once they finally grasped that idea that, oh shit, I may want a traditional relationship, a traditional marriage, but that is impossible in modern times with modern women and with how bad the courts are stacked against me. Well, you know what? I can go ahead and if I'm going to stay in America, hey, I'm going to do like they say in the old days. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. So yeah, many men who decided, you know what, I'm going to take my talents elsewhere. Yeah, they're finding traditional women in other countries. Oh well, and you still have women pissed off about that too. To the point that you literally have black women following black men to other countries and then getting mad because those men don't choose them. That right there is absolutely insane. It is. Now, of course, I saw this way, way, way before the Passport Brothers, way before the Red Pill, any of it. During my time in Japan, I saw this firsthand. When female sailors started showing up on ships, they thought that, oh, since I'm American, these American sailors are going to chase me. And it's like, are you insane? I got an entire country full of Japanese women. Why am I going to sit there and ignore them to chase you? Yeah, funny, hilarious. But yeah, this article is absolutely fire because it is the truth. And like I said before, this article would never make it to the lamestream. But good that there are alternative platforms for articles like this. And I am so glad, Arganunya, that you sent this one to me. You wanted an unhinged version. You got it. Now, I know Strong Successful Male covered this article, and he's more PC, you know? Hey, you need PC guys, and then you need X-rated guys like me. But all in all, gentlemen, continue holding the line. Continue doing it. Because these women out here, they are crashing out on social media. And I'm seeing it actually play out in real time. Yeah, lots of women out here are looking at men in a different light. And a lot of men are completely ignoring them. You made this bed, ladies. Lie in it. Cold and alone. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the entire article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who thought that society and men were going to, well, you thought men were going to continue to be trapped in your little web of deceit that was backed up by society and the government. Oh, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power, the social power, the legal power, all the power you thought you had via society, that is being stripped away from you. It is going out. Feminism and the idea that men, no matter what you did to us, we're going to be slaves to the poon. That's going out right along with it. Because more and more men are choosing peace over everything. We're not working ourselves into an early grave like our forefathers did. That time is gone. And guess what, ladies? You are the architects of your own destruction. And more men are standing by letting you destroy yourselves. We've got our popcorn. We've got our drinks. Some of us have our synthetic companions, and we're enjoying the show. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.